When I signed on with Brigham Young, the dolphin in with the laughter rung of tars who had sailed from the Marblehead piers alongside of me for the past 9 years.
The years, the past 9 years.
Still I stowed my gaff and my hard weather coat with my red top boots in a two-wheel boat. And I humped them over land till my back would break, docking at the shores of the Great Salt Lake.
The Great Salt Lake.
We built our barks by the desert sea, hewing masts and yards from the cottonwood trees, until at length we were fit for to sail and search the horizon for the inland whale.
The inland whale.
And it's many a leviathan that landed soon at the end of a buffalo horn harpoon. And with Mormon rum to each a toast we'd make as we hauled him from the waters of the Great Salt Lake.
The Great Salt Lake.
There were sperm and humpback, grays and rights. We'd chase them all day and we'd try them out all night. As the desert came to bloom like a rose, to the music of the men crying, "There she blows.
She blows, blows, there she blows."
Then at last to the wind all our shouts were lost. Not a man on board knew full the cost. But we brought our bows about and we beat for the shore, knowing only that we would be back no more.
No more, we'd be back no more.
And soon the fish and the kelp and the shark followed the whale as he vanished from the dark. For we broke the chain, we swamped the scales, when we emptied the lake of the landlocked whales.
The whales, the landlocked whales.
Now we've better fuels for heat and for lights, and we've spandex to keep the corset tight. And we've little need for the oil and the bone, and the big fellow ought to be left alone.
Alone, to be left alone.
So come all you sailors, the waves who ride, take no more whales from the oceans wide. But trade your lances for plows to wield, and go inland to till the fields.
The fields go well.